بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. This surah, the explanation of Surah An-Naba, تفسير سورة النبأ. Surah An-Naba, the translation of the meaning is the great news. The great news. And it is the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which calls mankind to the belief in Tawheed, in the oneness of Allah, and informs about death and resurrection. The disbelievers disputed about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the message that was revealed to him. They questioned, what is the recitation, meaning of the Quran? Where did he bring this Quran? Some said it is magic, others said it is poetry, and some considered it stories of the past. They asked each other many questions, including questions about the day of reckoning. And Allah revealed this surah starting with عَمَّ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. What are they asking one another? عَنِ النَّبَإِ الْعَظِيمِ, about the great news. So the disbelievers questioned the occurrence of the day of reckoning. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one most high, free of all imperfection, describes this day as the one that brings great news. Describes this day as the one that brings great news. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala, the eminent scholar and al-hafidh and mufassir rahimahullah, said that most likely this news refers to the resurrection after death, based on the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about it in the next verse, that comes verse 3, الَّذِي هُمْ فِيهِ مُخْتَلِفُونَ, about which they are in disagreement, about which they are in disagreement. Mankind are divided to believers and disbelievers regarding the occurrence of this day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns those who deny it by saying in the verse that comes, verse 4, كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ, nay, they will come to know. ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ, nay, again, they will come to know. And emphasized and a confirmed warning for those who deny this day, that they will certainly come to know that the day, this day of resurrection, is true. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows His abilities to produce the signs of this day, and He tells about its magnitude in the following verses, so that people contemplate and realize that Allah, who is able to bring about these signs, is also able to bring life to the dead as well as resurrection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells mankind about many aspects of His ability and power to create what He wishes. For those who underestimate Allah and His greatness, there is a reminder. And for those who believe, there is an affirmation. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا. That's why he says, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا. Have we not made the earth as a bed? He, Allah, made it suitable and stable for mankind, so that they benefit from it, from this earth we live on. وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا, and the mountains as pegs, to provide cohesiveness and stability to the earth. Modern scientific discoveries found that these pegs are driven into the ground like pegs used to anchor a tent. وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا, and we have created you in pairs. You see how the signs, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is exposing mankind to his signs. وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا, and we have created you in pairs, males and females, tall and short, good and bad, etc. Males and females lawfully enjoy each other through marriage and have children. This enjoyment is physical as well as emotional. It provides mercy and morally abiding friendship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another verse in the Quran, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ, as in chapter 30 verse 21, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. As in Surah Al-Rum, and among his signs is this, that he created for you wives from among yourselves, that you may find repose in them, and he has put between them affection and mercy. Verily in that are indeed signs for people who reflect. Then Allah continues talking about his signs. وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا, and have made your sleep as a thing for rest. Sleep discontinues the motion at the end of the day, a resting time for human efforts seeking sustenance. This is just one other mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا, more. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا, and have made the night as a covering through its darkness. The darkness cover you just as your garment covers your body. The covering night produces a quiet environment to reside in and to become still. وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا, and have made the day for livelihood. Allah produced shining light in it from the sun, so that people can manage their affairs and function to produce their livelihood, which He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, had already ordained for each individual in appropriate measures. In another verse we read, as in Surah Al-Qasas, chapter 28, verse 73, وَمِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ وَلِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. It is out of His mercy that He has put for you night and day, that you may rest therein, meaning during the night, and that you may seek of His bounty, that is during the day, and in order that you may be grateful, that you may be grateful. Who other than the Creator of the day and night can balance these respective courses of time? قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِضِيَاءٍ أَفَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ. الله أكبر. Say, O Muhammad, tell me, if Allah made night continuous for you till the day of resurrection, who is a God besides Allah who could bring you light? Will you not then hear? قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ النَّهَارَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِلَيْلٍ تَسْكُنُونَ فِيهِ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Say, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, tell me, if Allah made day continuous for you till the day of resurrection, who is a God besides Allah who could bring you night wherein you rest? Will you not then see? Then more of the signs. وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا, and we have built above you seven strong heavens, seven wide high, firmly constructed, beautifully built, without supporting columns, beautified with stars, planets, the sun and the moon, the sun as a shining lamp. وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَاجًا, and have made therein a shining lamp. But we take these things for granted. Like, how many of us, you know, during the day contemplate these matters? And have made therein a shining lamp. This lamp, quote unquote, illuminates the whole universe to provide light as well as heat, allowing growth and energy production and so forth. وَأَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا, and we have sent down from the rainy clouds abundant water. Allah beautifully explains in another verse in Surah Ar-Rum in chapter 30, verse 48. اللَّهُ الَّذِي يُرْسِلُ الرِّيَاحَ فَتُثِيرُ سَحَابًا فَيَبْسُطُهُ فِي السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ وَيَجْعَلُهُ كِسَفًا فَتَرَى الْوَدْقَ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ خِلَالِهِ فَإِذَا أَصَابَ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. Allah is He who sends the winds so they raise clouds and spread them along the sky as He wills, and then break them into fragments until you see raindrops come forth from their midst. Then when He has made them fall on whom of His slaves as He will, lo, they rejoice. The benefits of water are remarkable. That's why He said right after that, لِنُخْرِجَ بِهِ حَبًّا وَنَبَاتًا, that we may produce therewith corn and vegetations, eaten by man and animals, and used in various useful means. Not only that, وَجَنَّاتٍ أَلْفَافًا, the next verse, and gardens of thick growth, with different fruits, fragrance, tastes, smells, produced in one single piece of land, irrigated by the same source, and that is water. One thing, spreading to all of these fruits and vegetations, all with different colors and fragrance and taste and so forth, yet watered with the same type of water, with water, just all. And this is similar to another ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفِي الْأَرْضِ قِطَعٌ مُتَجَاوِرَاتٌ وَجَنَّاتٌ مِّنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَزَرْعٌ وَنَخِيلٌ صِنْوَانٌ وَغَيْرُ صِنْوَانٍ يُسْقَى بِمَاءٍ وَاحِدٍ وَنُفَضِّلُ بَعْضَهَا عَلَى بَعْضٍ فِي الْأُكُلِ فِي الْأُكُلِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ. And in the earth are neighboring tracts. Surah Al-Ra'd, verse 4. And in the earth are neighboring tracts and gardens of vines and fields sown with corn and palm trees, growing out two or three from a single stem root, or otherwise one stem root for every palm, watered with the same water. Watered with the same water, yet some of them we make more excellent than others to eat. Verily in these things there are signs, proofs, evidences, lessons for the people who understand. All of these favors of Allah mentioned are so vivid. How could the disbelievers make use of all of these bounties and yet deny the resurrection and deny the resurrection? Then comes the realities. O man, don't forget that there is an appointed term for everything. Man, don't forget that there is an appointed term for everything. Inna yawmal fasli kana miqata. Verily the day of decision is a fixed time. This time does not increase, nor it decreases, or it is to be postponed. And no one knows its specific occurrence except Allah, who says about it, يوم ينفخ في الصور فتأتون أفواجا. The day when the trumpet will be blown, and you shall come forth in crowds, in groups. Each ummah, each nation, will come with its respective imams or leaders, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another verse in the Quran, in Surah Al-Isra, chapter 17, verse 71. يَوْمَ نَدْعُوا كُلَّ أُنَاسٍ بِإِمَامِهِمْ. And remember the day when we shall call together all human beings with their respective imams, their prophets or their holy books, like the Quran, the Torah, the Gospel, or the records of good and bad deeds, or the leaders, etc. In fact, in the hadith, which the Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah relates, that Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, said that the Prophet ﷺ said, quote, between the two sounds of the trumpet, there will be 40. 40. Somebody asked Abu Huraira, 40 days? But he refused to reply. Then he asked, 40 months? He refused to reply. Abu Huraira added, then, after this period, Allah will send water from the sky, and then the dead bodies will grow like vegetation grows. There is nothing of the human body that does not decay except one bone, that is the little bone at the end of the cossacks, of which the human body will be recreated on the day of resurrection. So the day when the trumpet will be blown, and after that, وَفُتِحَتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ أَبْوَابًا, and the heaven shall be opened, and it will become as gates, allowing the passage of descending angels. وَسُيِّرَتِ الْجِبَالُ فَكَانَتْ سَرَابًا, and the mountains shall be moved away from their places, and they will be as if they were a mirage. And this is similar to the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another ayah of the Quran. As you know, the Quran explains the Quran. وَتَرَى الْجِبَالَ تَحْسَبُهَا جَامِدَةً وَهِيَ تَمُرُّ مَرَّ السَّحَابِ صُنْعَ اللَّهِ الَّذِي أَتْقَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ إِنَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَفْعَلُونَ. And as in Surah An-Naml 27, verse 88, and you will see the mountains and think them solid, but they shall pass away as the passing away of the clouds. The work of Allah, who perfected all things, verily He is all acquainted with that what you do. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْجِبَالِ فَقُلْ يَنْسِفُهَا رَبِّي نَسْفًا, and they ask you concerning the mountains. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Rabb, my Lord, will blast them and scatter them as particles of dust. As in Surah Taha, chapter 105. And in Surah Al-Kahf, وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالَ وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا, and the day we shall cause the mountains to pass away like clouds of dust, and you will see the earth as a leveled plain, and we shall gather them all together so as to leave not one of them behind. People think when they see the mountains that it mounts to something, yet it is nothing, and it will completely vanish without any remains. Then there is the distinction. There comes then the distinction. إِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ كَانَتْ مِرْصَادًا. Truly hell is a place of ambush. للطاغين. To whom? للطاغين مآبا, a dwelling place for الطاغين. الطاغين, those who transgress the boundary limits set by Allah, like the kuffar, the disbelievers, the mushriks, worshipping other than Allah, the hypocrites, the sinners, the criminals. لابثين فيها أحقابا, they will abide therein, أحقابا, meaning for ages, one after the other, forever, as related by Qatada and Al-Hasan al-Basri and other prominent scholars of the Salaf. Most of them mentioned that each haqb is 80 years. Concerning, of course, the disobedient Muslims, the sinners who may be punished in the fire of hell, then this is not forever. This is not forever. Because every muwahid, everyone who says La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, and does not bring in his life something will be in direct opposition to this, that will nullify this declaration, then his final abode is paradise. لا يذوقون فيها بردا ولا شرابا ولا شرابا, nothing cool shall they taste therein, nor any drink. No cooling of their hearts, no cooling shall they find in hell, nor a good drink to quit their thirst. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says إلا حميما وغساقا, except boiling water and dirty wound discharges like pus and stuff like that. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. The dark fluid is a festering water from the sweat, tears and wounds of the people of hell. جزاء وفاقا, عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته, KH, an exact recompense according to their evil crimes. And Allah is the most just. His punishment is all just. They will be punished because إنهم كانوا لا يرجون حسابا. For verily they used not to look for a reckoning. They didn't believe that everything will return to Allah, and therefore they didn't prepare for this day. وكذبوا بآياتنا كذابا, but they belied our ayat, our signs, our proofs, our evidences completely. They belied the revelations together with the guidance shown to them by Allah's messengers. All the messengers they faced with rejection and denial. But everything is in a written book. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ كِتَابًا, and all things we have recorded in a book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had known all the deeds of his slaves and had written them all in a book long before mankind was created. He decreed reward and punishment, and that there is no sin more grave than shirk, than setting up rivals with Allah in worship. Those who commit shirk have an ill opinion about Allah, and justly they shall receive an eternal punishment, and that is hell. فَذُوقُوا فَلَن نَزِيدَكُمْ إِلَّا عَذَابًا, so taste you the results of your evil actions, no increase shall we give you except in torment. It will be said to the people of hell, taste what you are suffering. We shall not grant you an increase except similar torment, and so it shall progressively multiply. It is related that Abdullah bin Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, said, Allah did not bring down on the people of fire an ayah, a verse more severe than this verse which I just recited. فَذُوقُوا فَلَن نَزِيدَكُمْ إِلَّا عَذَابًا, so taste the results of your evil actions, no increase shall we give you except in torment. He said, they will be forever in a state of progressive increase in torment. And Allah is most just. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Islamic knowledge. Then what about those who feared Allah and who accepted the message of Tawheed? What about them? Allah describes in the following verses some of their conditions. إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازَ. Verily for the muttaqeen, there will be a success, and that is paradise. The muttaqeen are the pious and the righteous persons who feared Allah and worshipped none except Him and did righteous deeds and abstained from evil. They will end up in حدائق وأعنابا, in gardens and graveyards, وكواعب أترابا, and young, full-breasted, mature maidens of equal age. They are young, virgin women whose breasts are firm, steady on their chests, and not loose as the breasts of women in this life. وَكَأْسًا دِهَاقًا, and a full cup of wine. Ikrimah, who was a great scholar of tafsir, rahimahullah, said that the wine of paradise is clear. The resemblance to the wine of this world is only in name. It does not cause any loss of conscience, nor stomach pain, and its taste and smell are good and pleasant, unlike the wine of this life. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُطَافُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِكَأْسٍ مِّن مَعِينٍ بَيْضَاءَ لَذَّةٍ لِلشَّارِبِينَ لَا فِيهَا غَوْلٌ وَلَا هُمْ عَنْهَا يُنزَفُونَ. Round them will be passed a cup of pure wine, white, delicious to the drinkers. Neither they will have غَوْل, which is any kind of hurt, abdominal pain, headache, you know, etc. from that. Nor will they suffer intoxication therefrom. This is in Surah 37 and verse 45. These are the rivers of this kind of wine in paradise. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّنْ خَمْرٍ لَذَّةٍ لِلشَّارِبِينَ. Rivers of wine delicious to those who drink. As in Surah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The wine of this world is prohibited because of its known evil effects on the individual as well as the society. The Prophet ﷺ warned, مَنْ شَرِبَ الْخَمْرَ فِي الدُّنْيَا لَمْ يَشْرَبْهَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا أَنْ يَتُوبُ. He who drank wine in this world would be deprived of it in the hereafter unless he repents. This is reported in Muslim, in Sahih Muslim. Unless he repents. What else they will have? لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا. No falsehood shall they hear therein, nor lying. It is the place of peace. Nothing in it is deficient. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another verse in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, in chapter 56, verses 25-26, لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا تأثيما إلا قيلا سلاما سلاما. No vain speaking will they hear therein, nor any sinful speech like backbiting, you know, gossip, etc. But only the saying of salam, salam, greeting with peace. All of these favors are from Allah. جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا. جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا. A reward from your Rabb Allah, a sufficient gift. رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن لا يملكون منه خطابا. جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا. A reward from your Rabb, a sufficient gift. رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن لا يملكون منه خطابا. From the Rabb Allah of the heavens and the earth and whatsoever is in between them, the most beneficent. From the Rabb of the heavens and the earth and whatsoever is in between them, the most beneficent. none can dare to speak with him on the day of resurrection except with his leave, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tells us about his greatness and majesty, and that he is the Lord of the heavens and the earth and all between them, that he is the most beneficent, whose mercy encompasses everything. No one has the right or power to argue with Allah about anything. He is above all creation. He may permit those who plead in truth and righteousness, but only after his permission is granted. As he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, says, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ Who is that can intercede? He can intercede with Allah except with his permission, as in Surah Al-Baqarah 2, On that day, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الرُّوحُ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ صَفًّا لَا يَتَكَلَّمُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَانُ وَقَالَ صَوَابًا The day that the Ruh, the Spirit, and the angels will stand forth in rows, none shall speak except him whom the beneficent Allah allows, and he will speak what is right. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, may Allah's mercy be upon him, mentioned 7 sayings about the meaning of the Ruh, Jibreel, meaning the Ruh, the Spirit. And he said that these 7 are as follows: Gabriel, special servants of Allah other than the angels, the souls of the children of Adam standing forth in ranks, special creation of Allah, having the form of the children of Adam, yet they are not angels nor humans, but they eat and drink, a special great angel, the children of Adam, and the Quran. Ibn Kathir supports the opinion that the Spirit may be the children of Adam. Al-Sheikh Muhammad bin Al-Amin Al-Shanqiti, may Allah's mercy be upon him, one of the renowned scholars of our times, who passed away recently, in his famous book of tafsir, which is known as Adwa'ul Bayan, said that the evidence from the Quran indicates that the Spirit is the special angel Jibreel, Gabriel. And he cites as reference the ayah, the verse about the descension of the angels in the night of Qadr, the night of decree in the month of Ramadan, when Allah says, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ Therein descends the angels and the Ruh, Jibreel meaning, by Allah's permission with all decrees. On the day of resurrection, only those whom Allah permits to speak or intercede will do so. They will speak the truth, which is the witnessing of Tawheed. There is no true God who deserves to be worshipped except Allah. ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقِّ فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ مَآبًا ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقِّ فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ مَآبًا That is the true day which they denied. So whoever wills, let him take a return to his Lord. A straight return to Allah by obeying him in this worldly life. إِنَّا أَنذَرْنَاكُمْ عَذَابًا قَرِيبًا يَوْمَ يَنْظُرُ الْمَرْءُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا إِنَّا أَنذَرْنَاكُمْ عَذَابًا قَرِيبًا Verily we have warned you of a near torment. يَوْمَ يَنْظُرُ الْمَرْءُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ The day when man will see that the deeds which his hands have sent forth. وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا And the disbeliever will say on that day, Woe to me, would that I were dust. Would that I were dust. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran in another verse, وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا, and they will find all that they did placed before them. And your Rabb, your Lord, Allah treats no one with injustice. As in Surah Al-Kahf, which is Surah 18, verse 49. يُنَبَّأُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِمَا قَدَّمَ وَأَخَّرَ. يُنَبَّأُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِمَا قَدَّمَ وَأَخَّرَ. On that day man will be informed what he sent forward of his evil or good deeds, and what he left behind of his good or evil traditions. As in chapter 75, verse 13. On that day the disbeliever wishes that he was a mere dust in this worldly life, and that he was not even created. This is when he sees the torment that Allah had prepared for him, and when he examines his deeds written and recorded by the angels. It is explained also that he wishes to be a mere dust when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judges between animal creation. There when Allah will make a judgment for the hornless sheep against the horned sheep, after which Allah will order the animals to be dust, and it changes to dust. When this happens, the disbeliever wishes he was dust, that is, he was an animal. The meaning of this latter explanation was related in the hadith when the Prophet ﷺ, the hadith reported in Sahih Muslim, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the claimants would get their claims on the day of resurrection, so much so that the hornless sheep would get its claim from the horned sheep. In summary, this surah, this chapter, the great news, Surah An-Naba, affirms the day of reckoning and provides a beautiful as well as a terrifying illustration for what happens on that day. These are facts and verses from Allah for those who to contemplate. May Allah guide us to re-examine our stand in this life in relation to His decrees and aim to comply with His commands. Read this surah with and contemplate it yourself and with your friends and family members. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.